The Holy See has voiced its deep concern over the plight of Christians in northern Iraq, where thousands have fled following targeted attacks and repeated death threats. Last week, the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees said about half the Christian population of Mosul in the north of Iraq, an estimated 10,000 people, had fled in the space of a week after being threatened by Islamic extremist groups. On Tuesday, Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi asked whether the Iraqi government was doing all it could to protect this minority community. He said the situation in Mosul is dramatic and Christians are fleeing not because of periodic attacks but because of a systematic campaign of death threats.
I honestly think that the political leaders could do much more, and obviously we can only keep reminding them.
Auxiliary Bishop William Kenny of Birmingham in the United Kingdom is part of the Bishops' Conference Department on International Affairs. He was in Rome this week for a meeting with church leaders from the Middle East, a meeting organised by the Archbishop of Liverpool, Patrick Kelly, who recalled the vital witness of Christians in Iraq, Iran, Jordan, Lebanon and the Holy Land, where the history of salvation began and yet where it is increasingly difficult to practice the Christian faith today. Bishop Kenny told me it's vital to keep the plight of these people at the top of the political agenda.
One of the big problems is in all across the Middle East is the way that Christians, and not least Catholic Christians, are being in one way or another driven out, either because of economics, political action. We have this, the latest in Mosul in Iraq. It's unclear as to whether that is because of political or religious reasons. At least it's unclear to me, I should say, why that has happened. But unfortunately, this is not just an isolated incident.
You were there in Iraq earlier this year, weren't you, to see these churches for yourself, to try and support them in any way possible?
That's correct. We were there, and it was a pastoral visit to the parishes, to the religious communities, to the seminary in Erbil, and it was basically about support, trying to tell the Christians in Iraq, in this case, but in the Middle East, that we have not forgotten them, that they're very much in our thoughts and prayers.
What can you tell us about the life of the church there in Iraq? It must be impossibly difficult for people to keep hope alive in such circumstances.
I think it is, and yet at the same time there is hope, and people do practice their faith, are trying to live a Christian life, but the problem of the Middle East is how long Christians can stay there, not just in Iraq but in other places as well.
Did you hear any particular dramatic stories that somehow symbolise the plight of Christians there?
I think it's rather than dramatic stories, even though if journalists like dramatic stories, it's much more about the day-to-day, trying to live, partly because of, particularly in Iraq, because of the war. It has to do with employment, it has to do, in some cases, where the next meal is coming from, it has to do with all of these sorts of things. In other parts of the Middle East, it's the same problem. It's about the day-to-day survival, and of course people with families will then try to find a better life, if they can, somewhere else, and that is the problem.
We've heard the patriarchs, we've heard Pope Benedict himself speaking out about the plight of these people. What else can Christians do, church leaders like yourself, do to try and draw this attention to the political leaders who perhaps can do something more concrete?
I honestly think that the political leaders could do much more, and obviously we can only keep reminding them. I think very much as a church leader, we talk often about, depending on which church leader you're talking about, the 3, 4 or 5 P's, but the big ones are prayer, and that is always the first one. The other one is pilgrimage, at least to the Holy Land, and the pilgrims are coming back, thank God. That always heightens the awareness of the Christian faith in these places. It is also, on a very practical level, giving work to Christians, taking care of the pilgrims as they come. And the other is also projects to help people there to live. All of these are things that we can do. But I, as a church leader, do not want to have a political role. Therefore, all I can do is remind the politicians of their obligations.
You're going to be back in Jerusalem again, aren't you, in a few months' time at the beginning of the year, again, to show this kind of support. Tell us a bit about that.
At the moment, the programme is unclear, but we probably, again, will be, I suspect this year it will have very much to do with the pastoral work. And so we will be very much in touch with the ordinary people, hear about their situation, their plight, particularly in Bethlehem and on the West Bank. We've always visited the parishes, and it depends where we are and how many bishops come and all of this sort of thing, but we have been out in parishes quite regularly. I'm quite sure that will continue, and possibly that we may on the West Bank be able to visit other parishes and let people talk to us and see how they see their situation.
You're also here as part of your work with the Caritas Internationalis, Global Federation of Catholic Aid and Development Agencies. It must be very difficult in this time of economic crisis to keep the plight of people in the Middle East who are suffering so dramatically on the agenda.
Oh, very much so. I think that's true on all development at the moment, and yet it has to happen. Development, I've always said, I'm very uninterested in helping people. I'm very interested in helping my sisters and brothers. And it's only when I begin to see people as having some sort of relationship with me, because they are created in the image and likeness of God, that even in bad times we will continue to do development work. If we only see them as objects of our help, then they will not be helped at times which are difficult for everybody, as perhaps the time we're in at the moment for many people is. And we have to realise that this is within this together. These are sisters and brothers who we are supposed to be helping.
What message are you taking back to the UK, to church leaders there, perhaps to try and keep this at the top of the agenda?
I think most of the church leaders that I meet are very aware that it has to be kept at the top of the agenda. That's not a problem in the sense of convincing them. Again and again, listening to the mass media in England, I hear church leaders saying, we mustn't forget the poor, we mustn't forget. So that I don't think that is the problem. Our problem is convincing politicians and ordinary people to put pressure on politicians that will say, yes, we have it difficult, but there are people who are in worse situations. Don't forget them as well.
Thanks there to Auxiliary Bishop William Kenny of Birmingham in the United Kingdom.